Welcome to Peace on Earth and happy eighth day of Christmas. I hope you get some eight maids of milking. I know here in my local area, we got some people that raise cows and people who buy parts of cows, if that makes any sense. Some people are all into eating their whole milk and their whatever else, but we got eight maids of milking. I have a lot of parishioners also that own goats, and some of them milk their goats, and they make like soap and lotion and all a bunch of stuff. So anyways, eight maids of milking. You get eight of them today if someone actually loves you. So today is the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, which is January the 1st. Normally, today is a holy day of obligation, but it's not. I'm sorry. I know it's so confusing, but it's not a holy day of obligation this year. But you can still go to Holy Mass. You can still go and pray. And we celebrate today the fact that Mary is the Mother of God, that she is Theotokos. She is the God-bearer. There's a lot of things that are celebrated today. So we celebrate the fact that Mary is the Mother of God. We also celebrate the holy name of Jesus because it was on the eighth day that a Jewish boy receives his name. And Mary and Joseph were faithful to the angel who told them to call the child Jesus. And today's also the circumcision, the first time that Jesus shed blood for the world because he was a human being. And that first shedding of blood where he was then claimed as an Israelite, claimed as a son of Abraham, and was marked for his eternal salvation. How beautiful it is just to think of the blood of Jesus. And this is the day, the first time that the blood was shed of Jesus, but he received that blood because he was born of Mary. So the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, she is the mother. He was a real human being. He had bone, he had flesh, he had skin. He was able to bleed. And as we see in the prophecies of the Old Testament, people are redeemed by the blood. It is the blood of the lamb that saves us. It's the blood that is the life that is poured out of the animal and that is offered as a sacrifice to God. And it's the blood of Jesus that pours out. When I look at a crucifix, when I was in seminary, I would go to Mass every day, of course. And one thing that I always had in my mind, it was a big image for me, was just the blood of Jesus. I would close my eyes, particularly during the Lamb of God. I would close my eyes and I would just imagine myself under the cross with Mary and Mary Magdalene and John, the beloved disciple. And I would just like look up at Jesus on the cross and I would see the blood trickling down from his sides, from his wounds. Sometimes I would imagine it just the blood falling on me. And it's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that revives us. It's the blood that nourishes us. And today, on this eighth day of Christmas, the first day that his blood was shed for our salvation. And it's a prefigurement, of course, of the blood that will be shed on the cross. And so today we just thank the Lord for becoming flesh. We thank the Lord for the gift of the Eucharist, where he gives us both his body and his blood, which is the fullness of his life. How beautiful that is. So let's celebrate today. Let's rejoice today. Also, by the way, if your mother is still living, you should probably call your mom today. Because we celebrate today Jesus' mother, and we should probably celebrate our mothers. And if she's not, maybe you should visit her grave and just say, Mom, I love you. Thank you for everything you've done in my life. That would be awesome. Have a blessed day. Merry Christmas.